For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how you open a show when you have the number 8 ranked university football team in the nation. What I'm talking about.
Let's be nice.
Put some respect on their name.
Wish I could say the same.
It's Monday. That means Monday Rewind. The Monday Rewind on WQAM is brought to you by your South Florida Chevrolet dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks, you're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. So Hurricanes number 8 in the nation. We've been waiting for this season, I feel like, for a long time. And they've got USF, 7 p.m. Saturday in Tampa. That game's going to be on ESPN. I think I saw the line was 17, maybe. Hurricanes by 17 up in Tampa. I have to double-check that. But I can't I remember asking Gino and maybe Don Bailey Jr. last week, like, I can't pick apart anything that's going on with the Hurricanes that's bad. Like Emery Williams came in. He looked terrific. They are just humming along right now. Last I saw, I think Cam Ward is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. That's correct? Yeah. Cam Ward's the favorite to win the Heisman. Guy looks lights out, man. This is knock on wood, man. I hope it continues. Nothing has gone wrong.
No. And it's so, let's see when they play a dominant team. Well, it might be in the college football playoffs by the time they play a dominant team.
They don't have a dominant team on their schedule. They just don't.
And they look good. That was a slow start. That's funny because they won by 87 points, but it looked like the Ball State was going to put up a little funk, and then it just went downhill. Cam Ward is a hell of a quarterback. I don't care who the hell you're playing.
He is a legit QB, man. Yes. And you give him the kind of protection that front line is giving him? Mm-hmm. Holy mackerel. Like, I was watching it. Even watching the Bears last night, Caleb Williams, I mean, doesn't have a second to breathe back there before he's got defenders on him. Bryce Young's been benched. Not that he is any good, but he wasn't getting any protection. But if you give a decent quarterback great protection, the decent quarterback is great. If you give a great quarterback great protection, he's unbeatable.
He wins
and,
the Heisman.
And so, yeah, I don't know which one he is. I don't know if he's decent being made to look great by an offensive line or if he's great. Like, Patrick Mahomes, doesn't matter who you have in front of him. That guy can extend any play, anytime. Lamar Jackson kind of the same way. Cam Ward, like, I don't know if it's the line. He looks unbeatable, unflappable, unstoppable.
He's great, elite, all the words you want to use. He's one of the best quarterbacks in college football, skill-wise, talent-wise, arm strength, arm angles, all the stuff we've seen. And then you put a line in front of him. And to your point, it makes greats look elite. It makes good look great. They have a very strong, well-called offense as well. Do it right for him. The rollouts, the decisions when they run, when they roll out, when they let him sit in the pocket. Like, you're watching a game and it's maturing like I'll be honest, something I haven't seen in Miami in a long time.
Yeah. No, for real.
Yeah.
For real. And probably won't after a while because I believe this will probably be that season, folks. Let's enjoy it because it's got every ingredient for a great meal. Easy schedule. Good line. He's going to go pro. Like, this is working out to be one of those great seasons like FSU had last year. And then look at Mike Norvell now. Where is he?
It's terrible.
Is he still a coach?
And defensively, y'all got some guys biting over there too.
Yeah, Reuben Bain's not even playing.
Oh, Mallet, wasn't Mallet Waller? Maiuwoma?
Yeah, Maiuwala-Manoma. Yeah, you got it. Francis Maiuwala-Manoma.
Melanoma is be making plays, boy. I was listening on the radio driving on Saturday. That Joker's name was called about four times in a row.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.